Yo, guys, I'm so sorry. We are back. We are back. Figured out the technical difficulties. I wanted, well, my computer was being overworked. That's what was going on. I'm doing so many projects, so many different times. The computer is being overworked. I need 20 hands, and I am frustrated. Okay, just for a second, but I'm back. Act like I never left. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We're not gonna get into anything, but we're gonna invite our guests in so that we can get this popping. Okay, so who do we have coming up? We got this one, and we have her to come in. This will be. Like I said, our guest today is Life. She is displaying her new drop. Our new drop is dropping tomorrow, which is coming out. It is called All That I Have. And I can't wait for her to get on so I can tell the story of how I met her. I was showing you a few, showed a few YouTube videos on the other part, which we're going to take down. Shauna, we're set. Check your email. Let's go. Okay. I'm back. It's popping. It's not going to crap out. I was overworked. I got my computer going overtime. So we ready for you, baby. Let's go. Check your email. Just click the link. Come on into my green room. Fred's okay.
I'm good, y'all. I just had it. My mama.
I don't like to be teased when I'm
My
frustrated,
mama.
and he gonna tease me. Fred
I
wants
needed.
y'all to laugh.
I needed her to
He
get.
tried
I
to
needed
make
her
me
to get
laugh.
agitated a little bit
No,
because
I was
that the
agitated.
agitation that she does goes viral.
I was agitated. Yeah, I was.
I keep telling
So,
y'all,
a lot of people have been agitated for like over 24 years until they got their publishing rights back from Diddy.
Yeah, well,
Yes, that's right.
Diddy. Here's the thing about Diddy. Diddy wants to maintain his position, and he got heat from both sides. And here's what I mean by this when I say that he got them board members that be on social media, and they know Mace is getting big with Cam'ron. And he said, "Give him his shit."
Yeah, but is there any meat left on them
No,
bones?
it don't even matter. It don't even
Like,
matter.
he made a
Him
lot of money off of them.
and Cam got the biggest fucking podcast right now. They didn't took the place of Gilly, and
Really?
they big now. They took a place. They took Gilly place.
Hopefully we can come up if we stop having technical errors. Okay, now Life is in our green room, so I'm going to bring her on, and we're going to get right into this interview.
What's going on, baby?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me.
Yes, anytime you call, I'm like, yes, right now. You're like,
Let's
when?
do
Now,
it.
let's do this. The music is playing, so tomorrow. On the Block 105 radio, it's on my track several times, so you're gonna have to listen to that. That's
Yeah, I'm
right.
definitely gonna listen to that.
Now, that's gonna happen. Is all y'all gotta do is go to the block105.com. That's it.
You got it.
And we
Make sure
break
y'all
it up.
go.
All right, now before we get into this interview, I got to tell the people how I met you. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I was a music manager. But I never would be this, what I am today. Never, if it wasn't for her. This lady right here gave me so much inspiration. I started listening to her radio show, and this thing was kicking just boom, like nobody had more energy than she had. Nobody. I ain't know who she was or whatever, but I liked it. So I was on it all the time. You know, she had the chat room, all this stuff. We was hype every night, wasn't we?
Word, we was going crazy on We On Radio.
She played anything that I asked her to. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She did so much for my artist, Spark Easy.
Spark Easy's my guy.
It's unreal. She played this music. She was saying that it was the song of the year. And oh my God. And she was mixing it, scratching. I can't do none of that shit. You told me I was a DJ and shit. She put me on her show and shit. Everything. When I first started this podcast, she came for me. Look. She here now.
Yeah, you already know.
Whole lot more.
Definitely. So first and foremost, I just want to
say, remade the Harlem Shake.
Right. We was going crazy on We On Radio, the Wake the Fuck Up morning show. Then we moved to the nighttime, and we still had the Thursday nighttime going. Like, we was really going crazy on this radio program. We had so much fun, and I couldn't have did it without you guys. You know, you guys fed me back the energy. It's one thing to give your energy, but to receive it back is one of the things people don't realize that you need. You know, so I appreciated you, you know, for always, you know, tuning into the show and holding us down and sharing your artists. You know, your artists were all dope. But, I got a special place in my heart for Spark Easy, though.
Well, one thing I got to say is we lost Duff.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know until the other day when you posted the video, when you posted the picture.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that was an epic night when we did the We On magazine.
That's right. That was the night that the record label came for Spark because of you.
Yep. That was real. And
we lost what's the name? Your host too.
What?
Remember what was her name?
Oh, Robin Camille.
Robin Camille.
Yes,
yeah.
Robin Camille. Yes,
Robin as well.
Yeah.
Shortly after that
show, yes. Because mm-hmm. Robin was trying to help me, you know, to get sponsors and stuff for the radio. We was putting sponsor decks together and everything like that. But she wound up passing away, so it never materialized. And then, you know, the pandemic came. And so it was just a little too much to have the radio station and keep up with the DJs and making sure the music was right. And it was just a lot of work. And, you know, it wasn't paying the bills. You know?
Exactly. Don't I know it? Tell me that part.
Right. So it's something you got to invest in. And so, you know, I had to take a break from it, you know, and just get myself, you know, right, and follow my dreams and my aspirations and things like that. Because, you know, originally I started We On Radio because there's a lot of, you know, independent artists trying to get their name out there. And every single radio station right now, if you go to an FM radio station, you got to pay $200,000 for your song to get spin, unless you got some fake ass clout going on social media or something like that. Then they'll chase the clout, you know. Yeah. But other than that, it's really hard being an artist. And so I felt that plight. And so that's why I did We On Radio, We On Nation, We On Everything to give artists that opportunity, you know, to get their music heard, to be in the magazine, to have something physical that they can say that they did that. They can show that to their kids and their grandchildren and stuff like that. So, you know, it was really important to me, and it was sad that I had to let it go, but I got to come first before everything, you know?
Exactly, you know? And sometimes you feel like you've done as much as you can do for some, because no matter what you do, these artists have their own mindset, and no matter what you do, I mean, you can bring the water, but you can't make them drink it.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And a lot of times you bring them the water and you tell them how to drink it. You tell them where to drink it. You tell them what to do, how to do it, and they don't follow suit. And so a lot of people ask me to manage them at this point and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I'm not into it. You know, I had started my music career when I was 19 years old. You know, I went to school for audio engineering. So that's how come I knew, you know, a lot about music and how to produce it and how to compose it and, you know, how to create and everything like that. I'm a really creative person, but I put myself to the side to try to help others. And it just didn't materialize because a lot of people didn't do what they were supposed to do, unfortunately. So, you know, I had a lot of self-healing. I had a lot of self-growth. I had a lot of experiences through my life. And I feel like if you go through things in your life that you should most definitely, you know, share that with the world. And so that's where I'm at this point, where I want to share my life with the world. I want to share my experiences with the world. And I want to make the world a better place, because right now the world is going to shit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So what has been your latest project? Because I know you got this track dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a track dropping tomorrow. I just released Get It. You can get that right now on all social media platforms, all Spotify, Apple Music and everything like that. That one is more of like a cool vibe, nice, sexy little song for the ladies and everything like that. And then all that I got is coming tomorrow, as you said. And then I have a project that I want to drop on the 25th. It's called My Life. And it's going to be an EP of songs that, you know, like came to me and really, you know, it spoke to me. All of the music spoke to me, and it was pretty much easy just coming up with it. You know, like I had a friend that passed away, so I made a song about that. You know, I made a song about my childhood, which is called Rain On Me. You know, it's a lot of different things and different elements of my life that I'm sharing with you guys. And so I just hope y'all vibe with it and y'all like it. You know, right now I'm doing a lot of, you know, like motivational speaking and just telling people that you are great. You know, a lot of times they try to dumb us down as a community, and we don't feel like we have purpose, like we have meaning. Right. And I want everybody to wake up every day and know that they're great. Like when I say what up, queen, and what up, king, I really mean that. You're a queen and you're a queen, and you're a queen and you're a king. And when you wake up, you should, you know, approach your life as such. And so, you know, that's where I got the Presence of Greatness going on right now with the clothing line and the merch and everything like that. You know, I'm just trying to revive my community. You know,
that's good. That's good. I mean, that's been the focus forever, you know, but like you say, you can't forget about yourself. You can't forget about yourself.
Yes. You gotta
do what's good for you.
Yes, 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 definitely. And I went to school. I got my master's in human resource management. Yeah, remember I was going to school and doing the radio at the same time.
Graduations and all that stuff. Right. They do Facebook and all that. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, get up out of that school. Come on back to the radio.
Right, right.
Do you ever think you will come back to a radio show?
Well, unless you invite me, that's about it.
Yes, please.
I'll come mix it up for you real quick, you know?
Yes, yes. And you can always send me a track and I will promote you as a guest DJ or anything that I got.
I'm just happy I was able to influence you, and I'm happy that you continue on your path. And that you're doing this thing with the comfort level, you know, it's a lot of things that people could tell you to stop you from doing what it is that you want to do. And I just see you just keep pushing forward, doing whatever it is that you want to do and bring it into fruition. So shout out to you for, you know,
I was having so much fun with y'all. I'm telling you, I was having so much fun and then it stopped. And I'm like, well, Dad, sitting in the house, what am I going to do? Something. All right, let's see what we can talk about. Whatever. Everybody's doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. I was told, I should do TikTok videos, you know, as an old lady, I would be funny or whatever. I'm not funny.
Mm-hmm. You say you ain't funny on purpose, huh?
I'm not funny on purpose.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just, you know, we do our 2 Cent Tuesdays and our Thirsty Thursdays and talk about stuff, what's going on, you know. We do, you know, health-related subjects and stuff because, you know, we just want to start in a small section, you know, of our environment, just our families, just where we live at, you know, just start saving lives.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about right now, saving lives.
That's right.
You know, right. If it's just one life, it don't matter, but we are saving somebody.
That's right. Since we're talking about these lives,
mm-hmm.
You got this name, Life.
Uh-huh.
So when I hear the name Life, I'm like, well, who's Life? Like, and then I see it and I'm like, well, I know who Life is. You weren't always called Life.
Right.
How do you make the transition from DJ Imp the Turn Up
mm-hmm.
to Life?
So originally my name was Infinite, as an artist, right? And then that's why I became DJ Imp the Turn Up, because I'm always turned up, I'm always high energy, I'm always getting it. And then Life sort of was something that birthed from the We On situation. So remember, we had We On Radio, We On Magazine, We On Nation. So I'm like, man, We On Life, you know. And then I started with my it was a gaming channel that I started on my YouTube, and I started doing We On Life, and so everybody just started calling me Life instead of calling me We On Life. So I kind of just something that stuck with me. Wow. And then I started thinking about all of the things that I've been through. And I'm like, man, I am Life. Like, I went through a lot of things throughout my life. And so I just want to give everybody life. I want to give everybody energy. I want to give everybody joy, you know? So I'm Life.
I think that's a good pick. Because, I mean, you ain't the only one that ever went through something.
Mm-hmm.
But none of us are out here calling ourselves Life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we not, you know, thinking about the things as deep as you are, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Our circumstances that we went through is probably different than what you went through.
But yeah, but it was Life, though.
Life. It was Life. Right. There's a whole bunch of shit in between that L and that E.
Yes, it is. Amen to that. For real. Mm-hmm. You know? And nobody teaches us how to go through it. You know? There's no book. There's no book on being a parent. There's no book on any of it. You just learn as you go. And, you know, you try to take your experiences. So that's my main thing. Just taking my experiences and sharing it with other people, so hopefully they don't have to go down the same path or make the same mistakes that I made, or I can stop them from making no mistakes. But, you know,
we will.
People always going to touch the fire when it's hot.
Yeah, you got to test the waters. Y'all always got to test the waters.
Yeah, I know I did. That's why my ass got Life.
Yeah. So, did I introduce you to my co-host Fred Going Legit?
Nah, what's up, Fred? How are you?
I'm just sitting here trying not to get hollered at.
And I got my other co-host, who also is a hip hop artist, just popped in, Fire Nation Flames.
Flames. Hey, what's going on?
This is Life, and she's come to us via Harlem, New York.
Let's go, New York, baby.
That's right. We've been doing New York for a couple days now, haven't we?
Yes, sir. New York, stand up.
Nice hat.
No, that's what's good. It's good. We heard you got new heat for us today. I'm excited about this one.
I didn't play it yet. I was waiting for you to come. I got it.
Good, because you know I was hyped.
We got some fire for y'all.
I got the clean version because I'm here in the zone. Ooh. I don't even have no speakers here.
Okay, copy.
So,
copy.
And that clean version, I got to get the original version sent back because it wouldn't go in this podcast. I don't know why.
Oh, it's probably because it was the file is too big.
Yeah, the file's big. That's what it said.
Yeah, the file's probably too big because I try to have as much quality as possible. So sometimes when you got to, like, put the file, like, a little bit down.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the bit rate.
That's like a lot of good engineering.
You got to make sure it's crispy.
Yes.
And it's her old man is an engineer.
Who's the engineer?
My guy is the engineer. Blacksmith.
Oh, okay. So you know the vibes.
Recording. Yeah, he sent me right next to him. I'm like, nah, I need you to know what this is, what everything is about. And when you sit behind that thing, and after learning what engineers go through, I was like, I got to be better to my producers because I really...
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not easy. What? It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of listening to over and over. Then you got to take it to the car. Then you got to take it to the office. Then you got to hear it on your phone. You know, you got to try it everywhere to see all the different mediums and stuff like that. Because, like I said, we all, you know, starving artists. So we can't spend the $100,000 that it takes, you know, to make sure that it's crispy. So we got to do as best as possible. You know, to make it happen. But I know y'all was talking about, before I got on, y'all was talking about the whole Puffy and Mason and them giving them, and Diddy giving them their money back and everything like that. Well, really giving them their publishing rights or whatever, but I just think it's really a promotional antic. He's dropping a new album. He got an album coming out right now. There's been a lot of negative light around Diddy when it comes down to the death of Biggie and, you know, a lot of things that went on throughout the hip hop in the 90s and stuff like that. So I think to kind of clear his conscience a little bit from all of the shit he did, he probably just is like, you know what, let me just, you know, give them their stuff back. And I think they'll clear his head a little bit. Because there's a lot of stuff going on over there in the hip hop in the 90s. Yeah. And I always wanted to be an artist, but I'm just happy I didn't, you know, come out in that time era. Because, man, it was rough. Yeah. That was the streets.
That was really cutthroat back
then. That was the streets.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, a lot of them think that Diddy, if he was going to do that, he should have did it sooner. They think that, you know, he ran the money down to the ground. You know what I mean? He got all the money.
He got what he was going to get off of it. And regardless, I think Cameron was like one of the first artists I heard say that he was saying that basically after about 15 years of after recording, you can go and re-record the track and you can own the rights to the track. But it never going to be the same type of energy from that track. I mean, it kind of doesn't work, but in order for people to get their publishing and get their rights back and stuff like that, you know, that was something that people were doing, like re-recording their songs so that they could have their publishing rights and stuff like that. And so, you know, a lot of people don't realize, man, they was dealing with the streets, you know, and I would say there's no honor amongst thieves, you know. So you know what type of people you're dealing with. You know you're dealing with grimy people. And you deal with a grimy person, you think they're your best friend and say they would never do it to you. And then when they do it to you, what happens? You mad.
That's it. All right, that's
right. Can I say something, ladies? I need to say this. All right. I'm gonna say canon, and I'm gonna say it anyway, right? So that's one take, but this ain't the streets. They dealing with people with long money and really nice days.
You're right.
So what I'm trying to say is, if he didn't want to give him the publishing leverage, right? If he didn't want to give up the publishing equity, mm-hmm. which it was really, really, really gave up, right? Mm-hmm. If he didn't want to give up the publishing equity, the pressure from the board members told him, you fucking better do it. This is what I know, because, you know, I got some guys, you know, my brother and my, you know, these guys. So I know how they think. And I'm just saying, yo, they said, yo, fucking do it. And you'll get extra cash and whatever you need, but you fucking can't get shit else if you don't give him that shit. And him and Cameron got the biggest fucking podcast in the fucking social media.
Yeah, on social media, yeah. That podcast is crazy.
They have a sports podcast. They're the biggest podcast on the fucking internet right now. So
they said, I know they got me pausing all of a sudden.
Listen, them dudes who are like rich and wealthy as fuck came to Diddy and said, give him his fucking shit.
And give him his flowers, man. Yeah, yeah. Those guys worked for everything that they did. They you know, especially Mace. You know, Mace was responsible for a lot of hits.
Mace helped make Bad Boy. Right.
Right.
He was the face for the longest.
It was just Biggie and Mace.
Those were the writers. Those were the songwriters.
Let's let my boy get a couple.
Remember, Diddy wasn't even writing those. He wasn't writing.
It was the R&B artist. It was just Biggie and Mace.
And Mace. Yep.
Yes,
and Mace was the writer.
That's the craziest part about the industry. It's the ones that you don't like. It's always the ones that play the back that does the most work, and people don't get that recognition that they should. Mm-hmm. And it really sucks that so many people don't get recognized. That's why a lot of these ghostwriters are like, yeah, nah, I'm popping out. Like, hold up, bro. You said ghost.
Right.
Yeah, let me say this. I say something else. You know, I'm from Jersey. I'm from Camden. Well, we think we're from New York, and down south people assume we're from New York. I know you lived in New York or Harlem. So listen, I'm glad you chose Life. Life is a dope name. One of my friends, his name is Life, Mr. Trustee, Treasurer, and Chef, my homie Life. His mama named him Life. Life.
Wow.
Life Mandingo. That's his real name.
What? That is the name of the
He better have Mandingo, because if you
my homie, we can be
she gonna be mad if you ain't got the Mandingo.
And his mama named him Life Mandingo. So I said she chose that name. That name really means something. Here's the thing about Life.
Goals
life
and ambitions right there. She was focused. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she was focused. Named that boy Life. And I said, yo, that's dope. I had to give my boy a shout out.
Then
Zoo, you got the zoo really in the building.
Is it wow? Yesterday we had Buddha Monk, Brooklyn Zoo.
Yes,
the interview went well. Come on, fire, great. You know, because I had not seen the winner, I had technical difficulties again. And she ended the interview. It was great. It was beautiful. And that's the reason why I was having trouble today, because I was editing the video in the background and my camera wasn't accessing. So I had to take that down. It did download though. It did. It's done. It got done. It got done. That thing takes forever. All right, so we getting back to Life, and what I want her to do is introduce this song so we can hear it.
All right, so this song right here, I made it for all of the hating ass people out there, because y'all know it's a whole bunch of haters out there. And it's secret haters, it's out loud haters. They just hate, they just mad, they upset for no reason.
Let me tell you something, if they're hating, you're doing something
right.
So that's what tells you you're making strides when people start doing that. You're like, yo, I'm doing something. This is
right, right.
It should make you more inspired and ambitious.
So I want everybody to know that all the haters could get the middle finger. So yeah. I'm giving it all that I got with what my middle finger. You know what I mean?
He's giving it all that he got. Let's get it.
Put the middle fingers up.
Middle fingers to my ops. Give me all I got.
I think I might have just found my anthem real quick.
That might be my ride around.
I might have to ride around make a statement. This could be my next reel tomorrow.
If they wish to remain
middle fingers to the ops.
Yeah, shout out to my man Esco Watts on that. He was the artist, the collaborating artist that featured on the track with me. That was one of the first songs that I did coming back into music. I produced it. I wrote it. He wrote his bars. I wrote my bars, and I came up with the hook. You know, I produce, I engineer, I do everything. So, yeah.
That's what's up.
It's lit. Well, I'm happy y'all like it.
Main ops because sometimes them ops can't help but to be the best friend. They're better friends than family.
Like, you're supposed to be the homies.
That we just hating and want to be a part of you, but don't know how.
How, right?
And listen, if you ever read the 48 Laws of Power, you'll find it 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just that's my bad. I ain't gonna say too much.
No, that's like real that. Right like there. That. No, that's real yeah. Right there. You know,
that's what happens. If they can't beat you, they join you.
Yeah, man.
You learn something every day.
Yeah. If you ain't learning, then you ain't doing nothing.
Right. Life is all about experiences, you know? And so it's always going to be people out there that's going to hate you or that's going to oppose. And that's what ops is, right? Your opposition is people that oppose what you're doing, right? And so at the end of the day,
I don't even know if anybody knew that. Anybody who said it again, say it again. Anybody even know? So say it again.
You're not for what I'm doing right now. So that's cool. But this is my life. I'm gonna live my life how I want to live my life. You live your life how you live your life. But fuck you, nigga. Get out of my face.
I don't know people really that's know how it goes. Opposition.
That is my life. I'm gonna start calling myself life.
Yeah.
Why not? We all
like
life.
Every time I gotta diss a op, I feel like I need to hashtag life a person. Like what? You should be listening. Don't make me life you, yo. Don't get life out here in the streets.
That's right.
I'm happy y'all like the song and everything like that. Me and Esco performed that at a showcase called Put Me On NYC. And he went dumb and crazy and started doing his little sturdy dance and had the crowd going crazy. It was crazy.
Man, we definitely it is crazy we have to figure this out. We got to get this performance. We got to see this.
Oh, so, man, trust me, it's coming.
I guess I'm gonna have to. I might have to throw a birthday party. We gonna have to get you out here. We gonna have to get you out here.
Listen, I got the V. I'm ready.
All right. He got the V.
I'm ready.
They've been putting pressure on me, Jay. I guess we gonna have to do this birthday party. November, we gonna have to make it pop off. Y'all stay tuned for the details soon, man.
Hey, listen, smash it.
Because I gotta have this song performed now. I gotta.
And you gotta celebrate life.
It's kind of time. It's time for us to, you know, have some different faces around and some new music. You know, we got our local indie artists that we deal with. I still got Spark Easy. It's a few more that, you know, I mean, not as my artists, but you know, they look up to me. You know,
we got a lot of people. You know what I mean? That rocks with us. But I think it'd be cool to get. It's well, you to get new faces, you know what I mean? Because you got a network to build your net worth. And if you're sitting with the same faces doing the same thing all the damn time, you ain't doing nothing. You can't build. So this is why our podcast is different. And I love this podcast because we don't just stick with just certain people. Ain't no clicks up in here. If your music is trash, it's trash. If it's dope, it's dope. Bring it. You know what I mean? Keep it real. Stay comfortable being yourself. That's the comfort, the comfort level podcast. Be comfortable being you. Don't come over here trying to be nobody else but you. And that is what you brought on that track. I love that shit.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is it.
So what you got in that studio over there?
So where I'm at right now, this is like my little gaming setup because, you know, I play Call of Duty. And so I be with my headphones and I'm like, shoot that nigga. He coming to get me. I be going crazy in here. My girl be like, shut the fuck up already.
Yeah, but see,
I'm trying to sleep.
You play that with different people online, right?
Yeah, I play with
people. So, oh, shoot. We might have to put her game name up here so we can get some people to, you know what I mean? Go in here.
I'm scared to get into it. It's going to take up too much of my time. I got to work. I'm scared. Man,
but my anxiety can't take those games. Soon as I get around the corner, I'll be like, yeah, I'm about to fuck somebody up. Soon as someone come around the corner, bow, I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm dead.
You got your damn partner, girl.
I speak to Super Mario.
And then automatically,
shit.
I say they was cheating. They had the cheat codes.
That's definitely my first go to.
They do have cheat codes, too. Yeah.
But like gaming was something really special to me because I was going through something at a point in time in my life and the game basically served as a healing process or a place for me to like kind of let loose and let everything else go and zone out and stuff like that. So I think it's cool to have like all of these things, especially around the pandemic. That's kind of when Warzone kind of came out and everything like that. And so people was locked up in the house. I was happy. I was like, shit, I'm about to play. I'm supposed to be at work. Yeah, I'm about to shoot them up.
They're like, are you all logged in? Yes, I am logged in.
Yo, what up, Gutty? My man Gutty in the building. I see you, baby. Hey, that's one of my gaming dudes right there, actually.
Oh, shoot. She done called the game squad in here. That's what I'm talking
about. Game squad.
Yes. It's a whole different world. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. You know, I think trying different things is good. You know, it's a whole different world.
And I've always been a gamer. Like back in the day, I don't know. I had the Nintendo. I went to the Nintendo 64, then I went to the PlayStation, and after PlayStation, it was just, I gotta have PlayStations all the time. And then I had the Xbox, so I've always been like a gamer. I never really took it seriously until I started playing Warzone, and I started playing with my guys, and like, yo, we actually really good. We could do something with this. And you know, I always had like an entrepreneur mind. Now she like, you gonna
fuck the world up.
Yeah, we gonna do this. And then, so, you know, life happens and everything like that. And I'm just like, yo, listen, like, I want to influence my community. And what better way to influence my community than to create music, talk to them, let them know what's going on with my life and what I've been through, and try to influence them, make them better. I know y'all probably can't see my shirt right now, but I'm actually wearing a troubleshooter shirt. Uh-huh. And it's part of an organization called Yours, which is a youth organization that we're working with right now. And so, you know, we're trying to just stop the violence in neighborhoods and stuff like that, and, you know, trying to give back to the communities and, you know, trying to make our communities better. So that's what we're doing.
You got to make sure we get that link so that way we can, you know what I mean, help push that. You know, we are definitely all about trying to build the communities, not just our community, any community, all communities, because these babies need us right now. And this is what people keep forgetting. You know what I mean? We already here. You know what I mean? But they got to come in and they got to live through it all. You know what I mean? So we got to set some kind of foundation for them. So make sure you get us that link. I definitely want to support it. I definitely want to see, you know what I mean, if there's something that we could do, you know, maybe we could put together some youth events, you know what I mean? Something for the kids.
Yes, definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely. And I think it's really important to affect, you know, the children right now, because they don't really have a lot to go off of. You know, back in the day, we had arcades. We had the community center. We went there till like 6 o'clock. Even if moms was at home and she had to work. Right. No, we actually went outside to play. Like,
we had to do is go outside.
Go outside. We used to beg to go outside. These kids these days, they don't want to go outside. They just want their phone.
Like, come on.
Word. Like, they struggle outside now. For real. And it's like, you know, and then the programming that's going on right now, that's what I'm going to call it, the programming, the TV programs, the radio programs are programming our children that, you know, you need to shake your ass and get that money and try to get the biggest ass and the biggest titties so you can get the biggest basketball player. And it's like, what are the chances of that, sis? Go to school, get your education. Do something with yourself.
They didn't even let them know, like, a little bit of extra chicken and gravy. You could have had that naturally, boo.
Right.
I'll tell you why that happens.
You didn't even need it.
What, the programming?
Yeah, the programming.
Uh-huh.
We live in America. It's a business.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a capitalist nation. Yeah, it's only to capitalize. That's the only...
If everybody got to work and make money, how you going to be home to raise your kids?
Right.
Facts.
Society
going to do it. They're supposed to be shaking their ass and doing that. That's what America's all about.
Yeah, it's all about money. I watch
my house.
10 million children die from cancer, even though I could cure it because I can sell them
right.
hospital.
Right.
You know, this is the type of world we're living in.
But that's what I was thinking.
But what's the unfortunate thing about it is because the government is so corrupt and so worried about money and capitalism and everything like that.
Government's not corrupt.
The government is corrupt as fuck.
It's a business.
No, but so it's a corrupt business. So it's a corrupt business.
Yeah, corrupt business.
Okay, because it's not a business that has morals. There's no morality in it.
I'm gonna tell you, we wouldn't call it corrupt if we had a peace. So
I would. I still call that shit corrupt.
No matter how you
feel, like, I'm doing some crazy shit right now, but bitch, I'm about to go get me out.
You wouldn't call it corrupt if you had a piece.
I probably would.
They make, we all agree they make a shitload of money off of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
they said the same thing about the stimulus, and they want another one, even though they know that Donald Trump is a piece of shit.
Okay.
And he going to get you later on.
If only people knew that.
He has a plan.
Okay,
he's
so
the ops.
He has a plan to continue saving America. So let me ask you this.
He's the ops.
Let me ask you this.
Ops.
Okay. I know. That's what society
So
I'll say this. Everybody's okay with prisons and public schools, right? Everybody's okay with that?
Prisons and public schools, what?
Prisons, public schools, and welfare recipients.
Okay, and what is that?
He's asking us, are we all right with that, or do we?
Oh, am I all right with it?
Okay, so we are right.
I'm not all right with the system. I'm not all right with the system that that appropriates it, because not everybody that's in prison is supposed to be in prison.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody that's on welfare should be on welfare, you know? And this country decides on who they want to take care of. It's a lot of people that's not our skin color that's on welfare that receive benefits, that's living lavishly and receive food stamps. But we got to go through the mud as Black people. We got to go through everything to try to get that little $150 worth of fucking snap benefits, and you can't even go to the supermarket and buy more than a chicken with it.
You know right.
Because they're all fools. We were all fools.
And it's a program.
I'm going to tell you why I say that.
It's a system.
I'm going to tell you why I say that. We don't realize we live in a business, not a country. We live in a business. So,
so what you're saying is everything is done because of the money.
You have to know how you're being fucked in order not to be fucked. So here's how it goes.
Let's hear it.
Old Dirty Bastard had a black car and an access car. Anybody know about that story?
I know about the black cars and the access cars.
He was smart enough to leverage the institutional system and get them to fucking give him all his benefits, because he had custody. He had mad kids, but he had, this is what I'm trying to say, trying to make him out to be like the baby dad. He had custody of all his children, and he had 16 of them. So, you know, they gave him all the motherfucking food stamps, right? But Wu-Tang was a corporation. They had fucking money. So for a corporate guy, a board member who's not an employee, he's a board member with a black card. Can the state say you can't have food stamps?
No, the state can't say you have food stamps.
Absolutely fucking not.
Did he win? He won, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
So
because you still have to meet a certain income requirement.
Yeah, so you just have to be smart enough to. This is why I always tell you guys, you know, everybody likes to talk about Donald Trump, but my little brother went to HBCU. He went to a fucking historically black college, right? And it was going to take his fucking. He was the first. He
was
not only
your
the
brother,
first,
John,
not
only the Rico
my,
charge?
No, I'm talking about my oldest brother. I'm talking about my baby, my little brother. And that was years ago. My brother's doing real good right now. He's around some real prominent guys. So my little brother, the one that's younger than me, went to an HBCU, and he almost ain't have no fucking accreditation. His fucking degree wasn't going to be shit if it wasn't for Donald Trump that got them kids permanent fucking accreditation and fucking money.
Yeah.
Like them Ivy League schools. That was Trump. Obama didn't fucking do it.
But
anyway, so we'll say he was an independent, he took the Republican card. And what you got to know is America and the propaganda is not going to fucking tell you your friend is.
I love it. Propaganda, baby.
Your friend is going to make you all believe she's a fucking enemy. They want you to fucking like Obama. And I love Obama, too. He was a nice guy, but he was a fucking dick and a criminal.
I don't know.
He didn't give a shit about America. All he did was fucking get Selassie's fucking land, and that was Libya. His family owned Libya.
His daddy
was the Queen's baby daddy. That's what the fuck he was. Excuse me, I ain't gonna say too much.
It's fine. I get it, but and I don't hate Donald Trump either, right? I don't hate Donald Trump.
I don't hate
Donald Trump because
his family didn't own slaves. How about that?
No, his family. We don't know that because we don't know his heritage.
I'm telling you.
So we don't really know who.
Because I was raised in what they call now the full disclosure or the what they call the conspiracy theory community. Uh-huh. I was raised in that. So I had like uncles and who were like Masons. So I've been reading some real.
So his family wasn't a part of the Masonic.
I'm telling you that this guy was. Remember when Da Vinci Code came out?
Uh-huh.
And he talked about that girl.
Uh-huh.
That girl was a story about that man, Mama.
Mm.
That blood, that Christ bloodline. So,
are you talking about Mary Magdalene?
I tell you, he was the first. They say Christ is coming back. He mean?
Are you talking about Mary Magdalene?
Yeah, I'm talking about Mary Magdalene. That blood lineage.
Okay.
Now maybe I'm saying too much. I hope I'm not, but
no, it's just I think it's just really. I think it's really deep
to not be the nephew of the king, the first king, Joseph.
Yeah, because they had to step outside of the box sometimes, you know.
It's a business.
And to me,
run like a business.
What I see is Donald Trump. I see him as a businessman and a catalyst. For me, he was a catalyst for a lot of Black Americans to wake up.
Improvements.
Well, I don't know about the improvement part. Really,
to be honest.
I'm not really sure about the improvement. I just say he was a catalyst to say things, to ignite people to want to stand up, to want to do things. And so my whole thing is, right, if you look at the community, I would say Anglo-Saxon and people that were part of the KKK, they started to step up and they started to voice their opinions and started to keep it real about how much hatred there is still in America. Subside the fact that when Obama became president, we thought like, oh, we're finally getting close to equality. But what Donald Trump showed us is that we are far from equality than we know. So that's why I don't hate him, because to me, he was a catalyst for us to kind of wake up. For some people to wake up, because there's still a lot of people that's being rocked to sleep by all of the programming that's going on as far as the TV programs and the radio programs and the news programs and the things that's telling you what's going on in reality and what you think is reality. It doesn't have to be. They could tell you it's a goddamn a tsunami in Japan right now. We're not in Japan. We don't know what the hell is going on. They could tell us anything they want to tell us.
It's another business. I'm gonna tell you like this. Let me say this real quick. Here's how you gotta look at political science. I'm bigger political science over 20 years. I know shit. See, people don't see political science the way I see it, and I understand how it's going. Mm-hmm. And I liked Trump before he became president, but when I was one of those people like, what did Trump that? And then when he it was at a press conference. This is one of the press conferences. He said, "This is three things that happened." One thing he was like, he said, you know how the fuck? He said, you know, it's all, he said the tax, IRS thing, it's all a scam. He was like, yo, it's all a fucking big scam. You know how I know? Because I take advantage of it. I use it. And when he said that, I don't care what this hasn't been, you know, presidents.
That was some real shit.
Politicians speak in a way that makes
sense.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was some real shit.
And when he said that, I was like, what the fuck?
That
I was
you
like,
guys
yo, what the fuck
made
did he just
these
say?
Laws
and listen,
and these programs
I'm from the guys,
for us to use. So I use them.
I'm into the sovereignty movement of the 90s and all of that. So I know what that's all about. And to have a guy on. Fucking high power, high caliber, chief executive, politicianal level, telling me as a fucking guy watching TV that is all a fucking scam. I use it. Are you fucking kidding me? That's my guy. I never heard. I don't like.
He said, "Are you kidding me? That's my guy."
So how the fuck can I get take advantage of the system? Why is this so fucked up? And you got a president that came president and told me it's fucked up, and I'm gonna tell you how to use it.
But it takes money to use it a little bit. You know, a lot of times we don't have those same resources that, you know, Donald Trump has in order to, you know, do the system the way he wants to do the system. You know, when I was doing my radio station, I wanted to like have my bags and have all of the merchandise and things like that at a table, you know, out in New York City. And I wanted to get a vendor's license. And I noticed that it was really hard for me to get a vendor's license because it wasn't meant for me to have a vendor's license. It was only meant for immigrants to have vendor's license.
Thanks.
So it was easy for them to get these things. And why is it easy for them to get these things? Because these are the type of things that the people we vote for, like we blind vote these days, right? Right? Like when we go to the voting, we only know the president and we only know the mayor. All the councilmen,
they don't never look into everybody else, right?
They just check off the box. You know, we don't inform ourselves as much as information literacy is alive right now with the internet, right? We have information literacy right now. We can go and find any type of information we want to right now, whether it be real or fake. You have the tool to go and find that information. But a lot of people don't go find that information. Why? Because a lot of people are lazy. And they're too busy watching Love and Hip Hop programs.
Too much entertainment. They're too busy
waking up in the morning and watching these fucking listening to these radio programs. And they're too busy looking at TikTok and looking at funny ass videos of people hitting each other with chairs and all kind of dumb shit.
And hit the block, and then they got to come back home and watch more TV. So what I'm trying to tell you is, it's not, and they always, do you ever heard that saying, a lack of, is no, what do you say, of ignorance to the law is no excuse, or ignorance to any information is no excuse. Ignorance to anything is no fucking excuse. You're either getting fucked, or you're figuring out how to fucking fuck the motherfucker that's trying to fuck you.
Right. So, right, but a lot of people prefer to be ignorant. You know, when I started to gain knowledge about religion, about life, period, right? At one point in time, I had to take a pause because do I really want to know the truth? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the truth hurts and a lot of people can't handle the truth. So sometimes people fall back and would prefer to be ignorant because the truth hurts more than being ignorant.
Yes.
That's why that statement, ignorant is bliss.
It's a bliss.
Well, here's the thing. That's because that's just, you know, the spirit, we are on earth and we are God experiencing the human platform, right? So this whole experience is like a hologram. Because we're from two realms, you as a woman, me as a man, that's how you guys feel. But as a man, we love that because it makes us better. We love it. We love all that. As women take it differently because your spirit, your spirit denomination and obligation. But men, we don't make it to heaven if we don't make a big deal about life and then bring it to our families. We have to persevere through that, and we're responsible for that. We're responsible for the traumas. We're responsible for taking traumas and turning it into gold, or if not, we can hell when we die.
Right, but a lot of people don't know that because you could be a young gentleman.
That's the masculine force is much different than the feminine force.
You didn't have a mother. You didn't have a father. You know. Or you had a mother and you didn't have a father. Or you had a father and you didn't have a mother. I'll try to explain to people. We, as a community, as the Black community, we have to go through so much in order to just get to the first level of, we have all of these opportunities, right? But you have to push through so many obstacles to get to that first opportunity. It's not as simple. It sounds simple when you logically try to put things together, but it's not as simple for every child. Everything is different for each individual life. But we put here on earth because God put us here on earth to experience and take it back. And experience and take it back. And experience and take it back is what we get from our lives, is what we learn from our lives that keeps us going. And like sister said, I think Michelle Love Bling, we ain't promised tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow, y'all could do an interview today, and tomorrow it could be like, damn, yo, we was just on the fucking podcast with life. Mm-hmm. That's the way things are. But I just want to make sure I'm a catalyst to positivity, to people uplifting themselves, to people being unapologetically themselves. Because at the end of the day, you know, you have to live your life. You have to be in it.
You
have to go through it. You got to get up every morning. You got to grind. Nobody else is doing it with you.
Thank you.
They're not supposed to.
No, you got to do it for yourself.
You got to do it for yourself. You got to motivate yourself.
Regardless of what. No, let me say something now. Regardless of what anybody does, you have to do what you have to do for yourself. You know, you can't worry about if I do this, this is going to affect this person. But then at the whole 180 is negative for the way you is supposed to be going.
Exactly.
It can't happen like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's how we figure out life. It's not the people that we want to be there. It's the people that we don't expect. And the way life works, They're not supposed to do that. They're them people. When isolation happens and you start vibrating, you start raising your frequency, you be around people who think differently and they're not the people that you know. And it may be somebody you know, and this is somebody you know, you got to take advantage of that person and stick around them because it's just you and them that's going to make this high vibration.
Exactly.
And that's it. That's how it works. It doesn't work no other way. Maybe I'm lucky to have a guy like that in my corner. You know,
so can I say something? Can I say one thing? The way that my brother is talking right now, he's talking on another level.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to say that he's talking on another level, but you have to be awakened enough to hit that level to understand what you're talking about when you're talking about frequencies and you're talking about realms and you're talking about all of these different things. These kids don't know shit about that. They know. They're uninterested.
Like gibberish.
Like, oh, he's just talking that bullshit. Ain't nobody trying to hear I'm just saying this is what the mentality is.
She's right.
Because of the program. When you come from where I come from Harlem, I come from the slums, I come from fucking burnt down old deserted buildings where nobody even gave a fuck about it. I didn't know nothing about credit. I didn't know anything about life. You understand what I'm saying? I had to raise my own vibration in order to understand what's going on. But there's so many people that's lost because they can't trust our government, our business, right? The business that we work for, that we get up every day for, we can't trust that business.
You trust and that's it? Why they don't fuck with it. They exactly. just don't fuck with it
no.
at all.
No.
And that's why we people of this skin color and such don't do nothing or got the same things or not even halfway there.
Well, we don't have the same things because we weren't taught the same education.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying. It's an education right. barrier. There's an education gap. You know, we want to talk about men, but women didn't get a chance to vote until 1964.
Yeah, but
you understand how that was like 30 years ago. That wasn't that far ago that women could not even vote. Men could vote before that.
Here's how it works. We have to stop acknowledging and complaining about it and just do something about it. When I speak, I know they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But But you're that's you.
Enough, how do you interest?
How do you? No. That's you, and that's because you raised your vibration. But from a kid that's coming up, all they know is what their parents teach them. Okay, mm-hmm. Now your parent is 14. Hold on, your parent is 14 years old. Your mother, the one that's supposed mm-hmm. to teach you, that's supposed to stride you, that's supposed to show you the way, is 14 years old. What the fuck is she teaching you? She ain't teach you a goddamn thing because she too busy trying to be Cardi fucking B.
Excuse me. That's right. I was 14. What the hell am I teach you?
I'm just saying. It's real. It's life. It's real life. Like, people really go through.
You're so right. Nobody said that. That's in defense of me. Shit. Nobody ever said that.
Right, how the fuck are you supposed to be 14 and you supposed to know? Baby can't, when, baby first of all, when you have a child,
you know what?
Now, when you have a child, don't right?
Be lying because my granddaughter did write it in a book about her mom. Okay. About her mom being young. How is she supposed to know things?
My how are you supposed to know? You're a kid yourself.
But it you also know,
a lot of people that even had
too.
Children didn't. A lot of people that had children. Didn't have children because they wanted to have children. A lot of people, a lot of females had children because they were raped by their family members, okay? And then their family didn't believe in abortion, so they still had the kid, and then the kid was passed down to the auntie, and then auntie, and then you grew up with auntie, thinking that auntie is your mother, and that's your aunt.
Yes,
a lot of those back in the day.
Understand, it's not vibration, it's a breakdown of our culture, it's a breakdown of our community, it's a breakdown of the black community. We've been broken since we've been slaves,
yeah.
Period. We've been broken even before that because we were selling each other. Would
you go back? It's so think about this. It's an actual solfeggio scale you can look at, and it'll tell you all those things you just named are very low vibrational frequencies. And guess what? We took the best of those things and perseverance. I know the fuck I did. I felt like I owned my town at one point, and I did a lot of work outside of town, and I was we had a crew, and we did our thing for a very long time. You know what? I look back in those days and fucking love that whole venture. But I was a fucking asshole because I could have been a fucking artist working at Marvel.
And what Sister Michelle said here, you know, even with family, you still get fucked over. That's why.
Period.
That's why I say we have to know what's good and what's irrelevant. And that's real. We got to know what's good. Knowledge
shout
is power.
Out Michelle, the love bling queen slain. Yes.
Shout out to
she in the building. She's rocking with us.
Listener. That's right. Yeah, she's like me. She's like I was
my
to
bling
you.
Queen.
Now, Marvel
right. Accessorize. Shout out to Michelle, the Fire Nation's bling girl right there. Of course,
yeah. She's my here boy. Yeah. Every show.
Yeah, yes, I'm sorry. I get a little passionate when it comes down to. You know, our community and
that's
where we've come
though.
From as a culture. I think that we've been doing good, but I think we can do better.
We can
do better.
We absolutely can.
But we have to get the knowledge in order to do it. Brother, you're talking real stuff and you're saying actual things that really resonate with me. But it resonates with me because I've been able to elevate myself to a certain level. But there are so many children out there that don't know nothing but wake up, smoke a blunt, go to the store, get a sandwich, come back, listen to music. Now I want to rob a nigga. I want the new Jordans. I want to look like the other person. Mm-hmm. I want to look like these niggas in the video. I want to make a YouTube video and have the money in my hand with the phone. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be.
Yes.
People want to be like.
They're gonna have a whole lot of lazy, ambitious dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just what it is. But
well, it's not the lazy dudes.
Lazy,
it's the norm.
It's the norm,
it's
right?
The norm.
It's the program.
Yeah, because like they don't know no better. They're not being told, they're not being led anywhere. You know,
then,
even
I think
one
I think one
kids,
of the biggest problems.
You pull up on the block and you see
kids just sitting there doing nothing or whatever, and you just know one of them, you say, yo, you ain't doing reality? Nothing. No, but you ain't got to say,
not like no it was, right.
Say, hang with me for a minute.
Because back in the day, that's what they used to do. They used to be like, yo, young, get up off the corner. I got a job for you. Come over here and rake these leaves. Come over here and wash these dishes. Come over here and paint this porch real quick. I think the thing is, a lot of times, people forget the youth. Yeah, they're supposed to rebel. That's what the youth does. They rebel naturally. You know what I mean? So I think it's all about the approach, because you can't teach someone who doesn't want to learn, but you also have to know how to approach them to get them excited about learning. And I think the problem is too many people want to talk at people instead of talking to people. If you talk to them, then they might want to hear you. But if you're sitting here trying to, because what you're not gonna do is tell me how to live my life, and that's how that's how that works.
Rebellion when you was growing, when your mother told you to stay away from motherfuckers, they told you to stay away from what you were still doing.
I'm going over there.
You wasn't listening to what the hell they was talking about.
But if mom came to me and said, "Look, they over here doing this, baby girl, this could happen," I might think about that shit a little bit. Hold on, wait. You know what? But when people, when you go at this youth and you like, this is what the fuck it is, and this is what you need to be doing, and you ain't doing none of this, guess what? You're not gonna get anything but the same rebellion that they're giving everyone else. Because at the end of the day, you're just another person yelling in their face. But if you sit with them and say, yo, I'm gonna show you how, if you do all these yards right here, I'm gonna show you how to get $1,000 in a week by raking these leaves. Like, okay, yo, I wanna give you this book real quick. Yo, listen, I was reading this book to this 50 Cent beat. And you don't, it's crazy, but kids listen to that. They feel that. They do a lot of stuff to music. So if you incorporate the lesson with music,
you got to kind of do it in a way to what they're in.
What fantasy?
Is that exactly why I have that type of song?
Fantasy right now.
Like, when you look at it, when you look at the song I have, it's a drill song, right? And drill has been painted to be one of the most dangerous type of music to be created, because a lot of people died. Look at Pop Smoke. He was not even, 20? He wasn't even 20.
Well, in the 1700s, they call magic music, not magic.
Well, I would say music is magic.
Okay.
All of this stuff is magic.
That was just 200 years ago, right? So let me say this, and then let me say one more thing, right? So when I was coming up, we had every goddamn song and every album and every rapper. We had a fucking, my brother was coming up, we had about 800 CDs. So we had everything. We had all the Def Jam shit. We had all fucking Wu-Tang, Redman, everything I wanted to listen to. All my shit was like Nas shit. Like, I kept all the Nas shit. A lot of that, but I was like, we had
because
that
because you was already on a certain frequency.
Yeah, so we had that shit. We was fucking kids, and because you know my family did the music thing back in the day, so we had a fucking chest of every fucking album you could ever think of, and that shit we listened to will program you. You know, you come from a household with a fucking stern ass damn dad. What the fuck are you going to do when you go outside? And we're not talking about the follower. We're talking about the dudes that was fucking really doing shit. We're not talking about kids that get pressured by dumb dudes who do dumber shit. You know, those were followers, you know? And then, you know, I hate to say, you know, I can't really speak on those guys, but what about a guy who wants to fucking wear nice clothes or fucking do decent shit, and he from the ghetto? He from the fucking dirt.
Oh, he's boring.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna do that shit. Ain't nobody going through that fucking dumb shit. Even if you got tough parents, you gonna fucking find a way out as soon as you get outside, and you gonna act like you a fucking good old boy when you come in the house.
Exactly. Because people are going to act. So first of all, a lot of times, all of these programs, all these TVs, all of these, you know, radio personalities, they're all actors. Okay? They're all actors. And so my whole thing is that they're acting, but what do they call to action for me to do? Right? But that's my thought process. There are children out there that don't have a thought process. They don't think.
Right.
Because they wasn't taught to think. Right. It's so easy. Now they got AI right now.
To think for
you. I don't even got to go to school. Bitch, all I got to do is put the motherfucking information in the thing and that motherfucker write a whole goddamn essay for me. I ain't got to do a goddamn thing.
Etymology. Etymology is a real fucking study. So when you figure out etymology, you're like, yo, education, what? It's like edited knowledge. So it's like, it's telling you everything that they and the guys up top want you to do and think, but it's not telling you the hows, the whats, the whens, the wheres, and the whys.
And the whys, exactly. And it's telling you that you want a big house.
Yeah.
It's telling you that, you know, you need to come from a household of a man and a woman. It's telling you that you need to come from a mother and a father. It's telling you that you want a car. It's giving you a dream. And that's what the American dream is. People come from other countries to live the American dream because they believe they can make it here. You know, there's a lot of people that are successful that came from other countries with nothing in their pockets. Not a damn thing, didn't speak English, nothing. So we think we have a leg down. Man, did they push forward? But that's the thing about it is that we have to push forward as a community. You know, and at the end of the whole day, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in whatever you believe in, I just say believe in something or fall for everything. You know, believe in something or fall for everything.
Fall for everything.
Michelle says, this is so right on time. I'm sitting here in tears because people think because you are who you are, you don't have feelings. Yes, people know how to act, but they don't know how to process.
Yes, information literacy, people.
Yeah, people tend to reverse everything that you say that's happening to you and apply it to them. This is not about you.
You know why? It's because perception.
You don't recognize when it's about you. Today, I rolled up to the gas station. The man sitting out there between the pumps and the chair, he is drinking water. So I pull up and I say, why are you outside? You drinking enough water? Give me $30 worth of gas or whatever. You know what I mean? And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, go in the air conditioning. He's like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? I just said, I ain't even talking about nothing. I just
Hold on, Jenny. I don't know.
I
you
just
might
gave a damn.
You might really be on some TikTok shit right now. Cause what are you talking about?
Right? Oh, I'm funny.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? That would be good.
I'm about to use that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm killing it.
That might be a new hashtag
about?
Real quick.
Listen. I listen to Fred and I get a lot of good advice from Fred. And like you said, Fred is a couple frequencies above my thinking as well. Me and him could do a real good TikTok. And we could do some real life TikToks. While he's kicking his knowledge to me in his way, I can kick it back in the way that we understand it.
Well, I do want to say, Michelle, I don't want you to cry. I want you
Michelle's
to accept,
a very emotional person.
But I want you to accept the things that you cannot change.
Yeah.
Okay? Accept the things that you cannot change because you can't change people.
I tell her that all the time.
You can only change your environment. Okay? And don't
sometimes
be afraid.
You gotta leave them where they stand.
Don't be afraid to let people go, because sometimes when you let people go, it's the best.
Say it again. Say that.
Say it again, please.
Say that again. One more time.
You can
one
let people go. It's the best thing in your life is to let people go. They don't resonate with you. They're not on the same frequency as you. They're not doing the same things you do. They don't have the same thought process. So they don't belong with you.
I just heard that today, too.
Sometimes
you got to leave them where they stand.
Sometimes God shows you things and you see things in people and it hurts you because you want to keep people. Stop keeping people.
You gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go. And you gotta let the pain. See, we scared of pain. We're scared of pain. You don't wanna give up that relationship because you don't wanna feel the pain. You don't wanna fail. You don't wanna fail because you don't wanna feel the pain of failure. Mm-hmm. You don't wanna feel that, but you have to, you're human. Feel that emotion.
Me too, Michelle.
You can't grow. If you don't take that in, sometimes you gotta feel that pain. Sometimes you go through things so you can see those colors, so you can rise out. But if you're not willing to leave it where the fuck it stands, sometimes, excuse my language, but sometimes you gotta leave it right there. Sometimes they don't even need an ending. You don't need to have an ending conversation. You don't need a closing statement. You need to leave it right where it's at. Because if you see the color, believe it. Stop painting the picture of someone that you feel in your mind and then being hurt by the reality of it. And that's what a lot of people do. You paint this picture and this facade because in your heart, you like, I just want them to be so magical and amazing and they can't do no wrong. And then they break your heart and stab you right in your face.
You put it in your mind. So you have it in your mind. So let me be real. When we all come to this earth, whether you're good or you're evil or whatever the fuck is your soul, right? when you come to this earth, regardless of what you are, everybody wants love.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who you. The devil wants love. The Joker had fucking Harley Quinn. Yeah. You understand? Right. Like everybody wants love. So at the end of the day, what happened is we start to perceive people and turn people into what we want them to be because we want to love. We want to love them.
Yeah.
Stop seeing people for who you want them to be and start seeing people for who they are.
Well, I can't really
and learn to know that it's okay to love yourself. Really, you. Sometimes you gotta be by yourself to love yourself. You can't love nobody else until you love you.
You ain't let me say nothing. Now I'm gonna complain like y'all. I gotta say something to Michelle because I gotta give Michelle my take on this. It's vague because I don't even know who people is. She just said people. She ain't say my aunt, my mom, good boy or girl. So I'm gonna say like this.
I want to let you know that I feel the same way Michelle feels. Every word that Michelle said, I feel the same way.
Okay, well, are they successful?
That's me.
Are they successful people? If they're successful, then I'd be confused. But if they're fucking
start with family.
No, I don't give a shit about family. If they fucked up, I don't listen to them motherfuckers. If they're successful, listen to the successful people, and that's it. If they're like assholes and they got roaches and all that fucking dumb shit and they got fucked up living conditions and they don't go nowhere, but they in the fucking hood complaining about motherfucking reality shows they seen or somebody from across the street, I'm not listening to them. Fuck them motherfuckers.
But the heart sometimes
people make their way. Sometimes people make their way into your mind frame, right? So they make their way into your mind frame. And once you make your way into my mind frame, you make your way into my soul.
Yeah.
Okay. And so once you become a part of my soul, because I've accepted you as this person that I perceived you to be, the only thing that's going to wake you up is reality.
Boom.
Okay, and so you have to be real with yourself about what's happening. I watch Tony Robbins, and he talks about reality. It's not what you perceive or what I perceive, or I could see it a little bit harder than you could see it. My life, I would feel like I went through the worst life ever. And then you could come with a whole fucked up story like, God damn, well, damn it. I didn't go through that much. It wasn't that bad. You know, it was as bad as I thought it was. But,
like, damn.
Right. Like, damn.
Let me give you a hug. I thought I was fucked up.
Shit, I thought I was fucked up. Shit. Baby, I'm about to go get me a job tomorrow. But at the end of the day, it's our perception. It's your perception of who people are and how they're supposed to be and how they are to you. No, stop with the perception and start looking at reality. Look at what it is. It is
can't be made up.
That's why Cam'ron and Mace is so important, because really it is what it is. Yeah. They up there talking about polls and all kind of stupid shit that we brought from Harlem and stuff like that, but it is what it is. You get what you get. Mm-hmm. And so I want people to know to love yourself and to let each and every person that steps into your life, you get what you get, motherfucker. Too bad for you. And if you don't like it, middle fingers to my ops. Give them all I got.
Middle fingers to my ops.
Wait to be Millie.
This is it, y'all. I have to take you here because I really need to do this because of we talking about life and it's been a minute. I want to play a song by Spark Easy, and then I want to take us out with all that I got.
Can I say something real quick before you put that on?
Yeah.
So I want to say reality is a stone age to beyond tomorrow's actuality. So I'm going to say this. People get into reality level, that's cool, but life has a whole spectrum of actualities. And when you get there, you'll be like, you'll see things differently. Everybody is people. And, you know, you just got to make the most of everybody's equity and you'll have a great life. That's what life's all about.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you can't help who people are. You know, if you feel like you owe them or they owe you, that's all that works. And if they're oscillating on a high frequency, you stick with those guys. And then that's it.
Everybody, and I'm just saying, there's not so many people out there that's on that level.
But here's the thing. The spirit calls, here's the thing. We have to realize we're not just all people. We have two spirit forces. And if everybody believes in divinity like I do, I don't just believe in it. I know it and understand it and overstand it, inner, outer, inner, over, outer, whatever you want to call it. So it's divinity is important. So if you're in divine order, if you're all about that like I am, then I can give you some advice. If not, you know, you want to be corrective, dismissive.
Well, you have to be taught that. Everything is
right. But if I grew up in a church home,
it's no excuse.
And everything
it's
is
not the, ignorance. Is that if no, you don't know something, not. You don't go to
you
the
don't know. And not to mention my, like I said, my parents raised me as a Christian, right? So I had to step beyond that in order to know what life is really made up as, right? I had to have the consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's the real thing right there. I had to have the consciousness. No, but I didn't always have it because I'm being programmed as I'm born. So this is what I want you to understand, brother. When I wake up, when I was born, right? I was born to a mother and a father, right? And when you're born to soak up information, right? That's why they say at a certain age, you're born to soak up information. So now if I'm soaking up information, if I come from a household of violence, okay? So now I grew up and I see my mom beating my mother and arguing and food stamps and cigarette smoking and this. And I grew up on all of this different type of stuff. I already been dumbed down and programmed because the system has already been broken down for me. Crack wasn't a mistake. It was part of the business.
So what do you think?
Crack was part of the business.
So what?
We're not in there.
So what do you think your spirit tells you? Within divine order, what's your spirit going to say?
My spirit is going to say, learn more, try to understand it, try to understand. But you can't understand something that's
not as a child.
Not as a child, but you can't understand something that's unseen. It's unseen.
Force. That's what I want.
The force, the divine force, is unseen. Right. We have never seen the divine force. You can only imagine with the things that we the things that we
as a woman, we see it all the time.
The things that we see or the images that we've been given to, okay, because we've been given images to cherish. We cherish these images, or we believe in these images. Like the image of God is Jesus. Mm. That's the image of Jesus that they put in front of me. And I grew up in a household
that pushed masculinity. Jesus wasn't feminine.
But at the same time, there is no feminine. There is no real feminine. That's been pushed. No, not by the business. Yeah,
that's America.
And I'm gonna call it a business now. No, we're not calling it America anymore. We're not doing America no more.
Where are we?
We're at the business.
Bangkok.
We're at the business.
We're entrepreneurs.
We're entrepreneurship right now.
Yeah, it's a business.
So our business taught us.
Yeah.
And our business mind that this white man with long hair is Jesus, and I'm not here to take that away from anybody. I love Jesus. Yeah. I believe in Jesus. Jesus have been a vital part and an instrumental part in my life. Okay, I believe in God. I believe in God, and I believe in God as Jesus, but that's my choice.
Yeah,
to believe. You know, hold on, but that's my choice, and not because America told me that Jesus is my choice. Because when I spoke to God, and when I asked for help, and when I prayed for help, and when I got on my knees, that is who was there for me.
Yeah, but as specifically, a woman, you're a woman, right? So how can your feminine force identify with the man?
My feminine force can identify with the man because what I'm trying to explain to you is that, brother, when we look at our souls, listen to me, our souls aren't just masculine. That's why I'm a fucking dyke today. Okay, because I have a mass
experience.
Because I have a experience. No, it's because I have a masculine. Because we are all made. All of our souls are made up of masculinity and femininity.
In that case, I would be a homo, right? Wouldn't I be a homo if I was living? If I was just some spirit, I would be a homo. That's not it. If you was a spirit, you would be a homo because you know why you would be a homo
if you was just a spirit. Because at the end of the day, you would embrace your femininity.
You would go get your nails done and shit.
But if niggas go get their nails done, they seen as gay.
That's not how
if
it
niggas
works.
Wear a tight a shirt, they gay.
That's a costume.
If men
don't wear costumes.
I'm not saying it's not a costume.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm just speaking from a man's perspective. And the masculine force and the feminine force are two different spirits. And we come from two different sides of the universe.
America
just
tries
to.
We come from one being.
We all come from one being. America just smoke screens us to make us think it's all people, and it's not right. We're not
one divine being.
No, it's not. We're not. Yeah. That's just, we live
and
in
that divine being is made up of a man and a woman. We all hermaphrodites out there.
I learned this from my rich foreigner friends who tell me all the time they just smoke screen us and make us think we're all people. We're not people. We're different. And we have to play our role.
We're not people.
We get controlled. And if you're controlled, then you're a fool. Anyway, I'm just
we're
trying
all
to
controlled
I'm
anyway.
What I'm learning. I'm learning.
Anyway, we're coming.
Yeah, we all controlled.
If y'all taking what they giving
nigga,
us,
you gotta pay your rent. You gotta pay your rent on the first, you control, nigga. We all control. Too bad for you.
Well, you gotta pay your rent.
You everybody gotta put that shirt on your back. In order for you to get that shirt on your back, you gotta have $10 In order for you to get $10, you gotta have a job or you gotta be on welfare. You gotta appropriate to some type
I've been
of
in a shelter,
program.
So can't nobody say nothing about nothing. Not Third Atlantic. Anybody been on Third Atlantic? I've been in a shelter. The Volunteers of America. You hear me? So I don't want to hear nobody say nothing about nothing. And right now, you know, we got a little bit going on or whatever, but
right now.
But you know what? We worked fucking hard. And you know what? I still walk to this day. I'm walking right now. Everybody, you know me. I fucking walk every motherfucking where.
Yes, you push and I'm past.
A walker.
You keep pushing.
Every motherfucking where. So
you're a pusher, brother.
Train and bus. I use public transportation. That's what I do. So
real talk. But that, I mean, I think that we had real conversation. I think that we had very different takes. I think we all had the same takes. But the whole thing to take out of it is to live your life, be unapologetically yourself. And don't apologize to anybody for being yourself, and don't accept somebody in your life because you perceive them to be something that they're not. Look at the reality of the situation, wherever that reality is for you.
Or like my mama,
believe
my mama
in something or fall for everything, but believe in God or some type of higher being, because trust me, we are not here by our own incognits.
Or
okay. Or
they
muted. Mute?
I think they muted themselves. Was that the universe? No, sir.
that was me because you know I feel like that.
My mama said it's.
I feel like life should leave us with the last words as we take out with all that. Yes.
No, we want to get life laughs. Really worried, but
can we play her song one more time?
But you keep going on.
But my mama would tell me I gotta say this.
My mama said, playing fool's ball is the devil.
That's what he said. That's what my mama said. First learned everything.
That's what dumbass Bobby Boucher said. My mama said, because that's what his reality is. Bobby Boucher. But at the end of the day,
I needed my mama because my daddy was stirring the shit. He made us do fucking 200 push-ups every motherfucking morning before school.
But Bobby Boucher pushed past it, even though Bobby Boucher was supposed to be like a slow, retarded kid or whatever the case is.
Yes.
Bobby Boucher wanted love. And he wanted what her name was? Vicky Valenport? And so he said, mama lying now, because I was some coochie.
Daddy make you on the speaking call.
Make sure y'all go check out the song.
Streaming on all platforms tomorrow. Put your middle fingers up.
Just talking right, but you ain't never ever steady packed. Got a bag that from that big bag. No, I'ma let it off. Got the from the hood, is gonna set it off. Fly, you say you know I keep my weapons drawn. This child touch me, I'ma let it off. Like RV, cut ass Brody. But flossy, we spinning the OVs. Run down game, we flex to the OGs. And yet, we do the stories. No thotty, she moving too friendly. Go run against slick with the 50. That's why I just keep me a city. She be moving too iffy. She's too friendly.
Only know how to win. Climbing my way to the top. Middle fingers to my eyes.
Middle fingers to my ops. Giving it all I got. Middle fingers to my ops.
All right, y'all. We gonna run it back, run it back.
Brr, brr, brr.
Get them
early. Life, baby.
I appreciate the love. Make sure y'all go to Spotify, Apple Music, stream that music, baby. I can't program you. You gotta program yourself, baby. Let's go. Woo.
Great having you. Great
Thank
having
you.
You.
Thank you.
We really appreciate
Amazing
it.
Amazing interview.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank appreciate you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, brother, for having a deep conversation with me. Thank you, sister, for embracing me. Thank you, Jenny, for keeping on inspiring me. I appreciate y'all. Real talk.
Thank you for dealing with my technical difficulties and being there. I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank you, Michelle, and everybody, our listeners and viewers. Make sure y'all check
my man
Gutty out. Her job will be there tomorrow, and so will the recaps on this video everywhere you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, tune in with us on the block105.com. So you can hear this amongst others, okay? We got to get out of here, you guys. Little fingers to y'all.
I want to say this real quick before y'all go out. Spin out, listen, tell people who they are. Tell people who they are. You know, we live in this world we live in. Tell people who, that's my mama said, tell people who they are. Keep everything in perspective.